Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And we welcome you back to hour number two. Larry Bluestein, Danny G, taking you up until 9 o'clock this evening. Certainly a great show so far. If you missed any of the show in the first hour, just go to WQAM.com, go to the top of the page. You'll see podcasts, and there we are. Not only tonight, but anything that we've done over the last year and a half, 2 years. So everything's right there. Danny's doing a tremendous job, as he always does, on this Martin Luther King Jr. holiday evening. And we're certainly that you could join us as well. This hour is going to take us through a lot of coaches. Three brand new coaches: Coach Matt Dixon, the new head coach at Homestead Somerset Silver Palms. Coach Chris Reed's the new head coach at South Dade. Coach Ronnie Thornton is the new head coach at Homestead. So we'll talk to all three of them, plus a veteran coach in the South Florida area, someone who has been around for a while and had an opportunity to sit in on some of the meetings as a representative in South Florida, Coach Matt DeBuck from Cardinal Gibbons, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
Hey, thanks, Larry. Appreciate it.
Coach, talk about what you did last week as part of the FHSA meetings that were held up in the Gainesville area. I know that a lot of things transpired, as they do all the time. Because you go on and read it on social media, and it's always the South Florida area that is the most unhappiest about these meetings.
Yeah, as a staff, went to the AFCA coaches convention, try to get the rest of our guys recruited. We were up there for 4 days, came back for a day, and then went up to Gainesville and got to learn a lot about how things really transpired over the last 12 months and how the infancy of metro and suburban kind of happened. And I, for some reason, was picked to represent Section 4. I think I was a runner up, and then whatever coach was in Section 4 left, and they called me. Robbie Lieberman sent me an email, and I jumped at it just to kind of learn the process and how things actually really take place. And there's, I kept saying up there, education is the key. And I don't think that the South was really educated when it came to why suburban and metro really came into place. But there were six coaches up there, all from some from the Panhandle, some from Central Florida and the West Coast of Florida, myself. And, you kind of hear the other perspectives, and it kind of shed some light on why and how things happened.
you take a look, Coach, at some of the things, and you had mentioned the, you know, suburban and the rural and the metro, and I know that everybody perceived it as everybody in the north were trying to get back at the people in the south, and you were part of that competitive 2M division that ended up having two of the best teams from right here in South Florida playing in the finals, and Heritage and Miami Central, and you were in that mix, and Booker T, a lot of teams. When you think about that, I mean, and then you look at 3M with St. Thomas and Homestead, talk about that, because you had two matchups. It's the first time ever in the history of the playoffs in the state of Florida that two teams from Miami-Dade and Broward would play each other in the state championship. Did they kind of foresee something like that happening? Because it was going to either be you or Heritage. Most likely Central was the front runner. Did you look at it like that? Are they taking, by putting all these teams into one classification, are they taking away another state championship appearance?
I don't think that's what was intended. You know, I think if you look back to the lack of information that we got, and I told Robbie that, I said, y'all could have fixed this, you know, down here by just being transparent. You know, Josh from Florida High School Football was the only one really tweeting or letting us know what was going on. So I said, if, you know, the FHSA would have been more involved with information, I think people down here wouldn't have gotten so excited. But, you know, I think the state championships proved that they could generate a lot of revenue by having these regional state championships. I think they were probably the highest attended in a long time at the stadium at the Drive Pink. I think that's a plus. I do feel like this will be the last year of the system. I think Craig Damon has a really good plan in place, and I really am not at liberty to say it right now, but I think Craig's going to put something together pretty neat, and I think the people are going to like it nationally and in our state. But yeah, you know, listen, you know, we lost to Heritage, and they were the eighth ranked team in the country, and you know, we went toe to toe with them for 3.5 quarters, you know, and they ended up getting to play Central, and Central is, you know, you could argue they were the national champion. I wouldn't say that anybody really anywhere could handle them, but yeah. You know, it is what it is, and you know what you do every year is you go back to the beginning spots, and you figure out where you're weak, and you try to fix that and you know, get going. But I think moving forward, I think the fans, it'll be good, but unfortunately, you know, they're not going to change much when it comes to population, and that's really what it's been always based on. So I think you're still going to have a lot of good teams cannibalizing each other here in the South. And I unfortunately, I think that's just the way it's going to be from here on out.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Matt DeBock from Cardinal Gibbons joining us. And before we let you go, you know, you look at maybe consolidating like the one metro, the one suburban, because I think there's very, you know, you're almost diluted in teams. There's just no way that those three, you know, as it is, the classification in one is a small classification. Had there been any talk maybe taking the rural, suburban, and metro and making it all into just one?
I think rural is going to stay. Bobby Johns is at the meeting. He's not on the board, but Bobby Johns 20 years ago was the one that came up with the rural classification. I don't think that's going away, where in the panhandle you have, you know, some schools that have 200 kids. They can't go into that one suburban, you know, where there's 650 kids. And, you know, there's a lot of good arguments for the rural schools to maintain. And, you know, here's what people don't know. I mean, FHSA does not want to have teams leaving and going into these, whatever you want to call it, the Sunshine State League or whatever league it is,
right.
You know, they want to be the governing. Yeah. They want to be the governing body for all. Unfortunately, you know, the 2M down here is like the SEC, and you have to, you know, you have to really deal with those type of teams. And, You know, I don't think they're going to consolidate, but what Craig Damon is going to do, and I don't think I'm at liberty to say, so I won't, is going to be something similar to what they're doing in Arizona. And I think it's going to be pretty exciting, which will give all teams a chance to compete for, I don't know if what they're going to call it, whether they're going to call it a Super Bowl or whatever. I don't know. They're at the beginning stages of this. But like I said to you earlier, I think transparency is the key, and that's what the FHSA has to do moving forward. And as the Section 4 representative, I've sent out 5 emails in the last 20 days, and I'm waiting for another email from the FHSA so that I can represent my 120 schools that I'm supposed to communicate with and give them the very best information I can share with them. And, you know, I take that job seriously because nobody shared anything with me and our coaches down here. So I want to make sure that the coaches that are down here know and follow, you know, Florida High School Football. Josh was at the meeting last week. He tweets out all the time. And, you know, I guess, again, information is key when it comes to, you know, what we're doing.
Good stuff. Coach Matt DeBuck, Cardinal Gibbons, thanks a lot for the report. Enlightening a lot. And we'll probably try to get Matt Damon on, Craig Damon, rather. It could be Matt. Coach Craig Damon on in the coming month or so, and let him discuss that as well. Matt, thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Larry. Appreciate you. And you know, I got my first meeting tomorrow at 7 a.m. with West Virginia. They're coming in, so we're going to be hot and heavy in this new this recruiting deal. And look out, South Florida. You know, these coaches are going to be here. Guys, do everything you got to do to take care of your business.
Good stuff. Matt DeBuck, the head coach at Cardinal Gibbons, bringing everything to us. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we talk to new head coach at Homestead. Coach Ronnie Thornton Jr. is on deck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.